station is KZST Santa Rosa.
I know it's late. You've been going all day, taking care of everybody else, taking care of business, and now it's time to take care of you. So, we're going to be here to ease you into a peaceful state of mind and to share stories and songs to touch your heart.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah. Song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like your hand. Should've gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never, never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. Too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. I hope he holds your hand, give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Sue, welcome. This is Delilah. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to call Delilah because I've tried so many times to get a hold of you. I'm a hospice nurse, and I drive around all night seeing patients. And I listen to your program, and it kind of keeps me up and makes me realize that life is very tenuous and that we need to appreciate all of it.
As a hospice nurse, I would guess you better than anyone know that message.
Absolutely.
You must see that play out in your job day after day after day after day.
That's true. I love my job, though. It really it gives a lot of great satisfaction.
Wow. I don't think I have the inner strength or the faith to be able to keep a positive attitude if I were doing what you do, but I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you. When we're driving around alone all night, it's kind of nice to hear a friendly voice.
Well, God bless you and the work you do, and let me play a song for you and everybody who cares about those who are suffering.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too.
Outside, she hands me a raincoat. She's always worried about things like that. Well, she said it's all gonna end, and it might as well be my fault. And she only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams. And her voice says, strange. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it. Got a little bit of something, and God is better than nothing. And in a color portrait, well, she believes that she's got it all. She swears the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining. She screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. We have them, she says, baby, yeah. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe, yeah. Life is made up of all that she used to. And the clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway, yeah. But outside it stopped raining. We'll be right back.
How is your night going? Are you having a good night? Did you have a good day today? Do you feel accomplished? Like you got something accomplished? Are you one of those people that unless you check things off your to-do list, you just don't feel good? You don't feel accomplished? Or do you realize it's enough to just be, to just live and love and breathe deep and spend time with those that you love? I hope you're having a restful night tonight. You're listening to the Lila. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. When you're sick, all you want to do is rest, but a cold can keep you up. Well, there's Vicks NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor. Just one dose of NyQuil Severe Honey starts working fast to give you powerful cold and flu relief. With a dreamy honey taste, NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, honeylicious, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So, what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster, proud partner of the American Lung Association.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
KCST.
criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Calling the Delilah Show. Who is this?
This is Sandy. I've had a bad day.
I've had a bad day. You turn it up. Why did you have a bad day?
Well, me and my fiance kind of got into it today because the way I vent is I keep a journal. And he kind of got into my journal and read some things. It's a big journal, so it's from before he and I met on up until now. And he read some things in there and from my past, and we kind of got into it.
Well, the first thing I would say is I would have really strong second thoughts about calling somebody a fiancé, which means you're planning to spend the life with them, who is so disrespectful and so rude that he would go through your journal and read anything.
That's how I felt.
A journal is a place for you to share your soul, the deepest thoughts and your secrets and your fantasies and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. That's my private stuff, and he, it wasn't offered. He just, and I thought I could trust him, so I just left it laying on my desk.
Yeah, you should never have to hide something like that from your love.
Exactly.
That would scare the bejeebies out of me if I were engaged to somebody who was that icky.
Exactly. And I've gave him no reason not to trust me, so that's probably why I felt
violated?
Yes.
Completely and totally? Because you have been?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, no excuse. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Lila is on KZST.